Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Debug Angel Eyes and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing the last week of the show. You can call in and give us your opinion at 914-338-1239, or you can join us in our chat room. Follow us daily at our blog at debugdaysoflives.blogspot.com. We're also on Facebook, and you can follow me during my live tweets while watching days at 3 p.m. Eastern at Diva Abdul. And all those links are on our show page. And don't forget, you can also follow us on Blog Talk Radio, and that way you'll be alerted to whenever we schedule new shows. And tonight we have Anna.
Hello.
And Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
And this is Carrie, because everybody gets confused. Anna and I are not the same person.
Have you ever seen us in the same place at the same time? It's kind of like Michael Jackson and LaToya Jackson before he died, of course. But no.
Yeah.
But that's a bad joke.
Anna and I haven't even met yet, so.
I know. I haven't met Anna either.
We haven't met. I've met Marianne several times, hung out with Marianne several times.
Wait, we're all sitting in the living room talking. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's what it feels like, right?
Yeah, it does. It's cool. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, I talk to you guys more often than I talk to members of my family, so.
Yeah, that is true. That is
true.
It is true.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we forget, because we almost forgot last week, let's pet Bob Hapka. So at Bob Hapka, and I didn't see it, but I guess apparently someone was bashing Bob on Twitter this week.
Oh, there was some nasty stuff going on Twitter with Mr.
Really?
Hapka.
Really? I didn't see any of that.
Oh, yeah. Saw it. Yeah. I didn't even get in the middle of that one. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't
no.
see what happened.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I just saw someone tweeted to Mark, his son Mark, about it. So I didn't get to see it, though. Yeah.
Polly and Bob, tell us about it now.
Yeah, really.
I know.
Bob, you need to stick up for yourself. We need to hear from you.
Yeah.
At Bob Hapka is just not enough. We need more of you, Bob.
Yeah.
We need more than just a tweet.
Yeah. We need to hear
Although
the voice.
Although tweets are nice, but, you know, we need for you and Amy to come on and say hi and don't be shy. And
mm-hmm.
Bob is not shy. That is one thing.
No,
he's not.
Amy's not shy either.
You might have to have your button.
Amy's not
your,
shy either.
You might have to have your finger on the mute button. Somehow, unlike Jimmy Kimmel's unnecessary censor thing, I have a feeling it would be necessary to censor him a little bit. And Amy.
Jan's saying in the chat room that Bob and Amy are on the date.
Oh.
So,
Maybe they're on a
date listening to us, you think?
They're cell phones, you know, take a break.
Yeah.
Well, it was announced, I think it was about 2 hours ago, 2.5 hours ago, that Whitney Houston passed away at the age of 48 in her hotel room before the Grammy parties tonight. So, all our prayers to her family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. I was shocked by it. I had to read it and look at it twice. Like I thought at first maybe it was a hoax. You know, that happens every so often, especially on Twitter.
And unfortunately, I was watching it. I had CNN on when it came up. So it's like, then I looked at Twitter. Usually I'm on Twitter. And then I see them and I try to find a real source to back up.
I know. Danielle and Jamie were all upset and they thought, you know, was it true or wasn't it true until it was, you know, confirmed in that. But, yeah.
It got out really quickly. I mean, Cindy said she was dead at 6:30. Was it 6:30?
It doesn't take long in this.
She's pronounced 3:55 Pacific time.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, it didn't take long. So I saw it on Fox. They were showing Huckabee or whatever, but they had a little banner on her that her publicist said she was dead. So I'm like, well, if her publicist said it, then, you know. And then they broke in during Charlie Brown on ABC. So that yeah, that was a bit of a shock.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that's sad for those of us who are in our 40s. You know, we grew up with her and the people that have kids that loved her, that grew up around her. Like,
I
have a friend,
remember.
Michaela. If I give Michaela a shout-out, she's having a rough time tonight. She's, like, in college, but she grew up on some of my faves, Anita Baker and Whitney Houston. And so, I mean, she's really upset. And, you know, it's just one of those things where these are the kind, this type of performer and this type of, you know, unusually talented, you know, gift to the world. Almost everybody on the planet, whether you like them, don't like them, used to like them, listen to them every day, whatever, there are those points in your life that you remember that are tied to those, tied to some of her songs or whatever, you know. So, I mean, I, 2 nights ago, I was just listening to, you know, to one of her big ones, and I was like, oh, I wonder what she's up to these days. And then you hear this.
Yeah.
And Dan and I were just talking about the Super Bowl being on and Kelly Clarkson singing the Star Spangled Banner. And I said, one of the best renditions I've ever heard of the Star Spangled Banner was Whitney Houston. And I still think she's done one of the best ones ever.
And it's funny because that thought went through my mind too when Kelly Clarkson sang. So I was like, thank goodness they've got a really good singer to actually sing this year. I mean, not, I don't know who's sung in the past recently, but sometimes they get people on there that aren't that good. And or can't do it live and everything. And I was like, and I immediately thought back to Whitney's rendition. I thought, well, they're, you know, they're both very talented ladies. So you're right. I mean, those are certain things you just that are just tied. You know, they're just tied to our history and to our memories. So it's very sad for her daughter and family and everything. And so, yeah, definitely.
Well, they always. It's such a shame when someone with so much talent gets messed up with drugs and, you know.
And
Bobby
Brown. And Bobby Brown.
And Bobby Brown.
Who would have thought she would have outlived him? I mean, he would have outlived her.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. But apparently she just performed 2 nights ago with some friends at a party or something, and they said that she sounded great. You know, she didn't sound like as good as she used to because she's had so many vocal problems, but she's apparently looked great, sounded great and everything. So, I mean, this could be a totally unrelated thing, but then you have to figure if someone's used hard drugs for a number of years, even if they've been off of them, the damage that it's probably done to certain things, you know. Yeah, so it's just sad. It's just really sad. They played the video. They played my mind's drawing a blank, but it's the
There's your Greatest Love of All. Is that the one you were talking about?
Yeah, they're playing one. Yeah, Greatest Love of All. There you go. And her mom's in the video and everything, and we're just like, oh, you know, So thanks for bringing that up because it's, you know, on a lot of people's minds.
Oh, I just want to mention, too, on the blog, if anybody hasn't seen it yet, Freddie Smith is the one, he plays Sonny on Dates. He's the one in the Kay Schuler's commercial.
Yes, he's so cute.
So,
he's so cute.
Yeah, you can find it on the blog or you can find it on YouTube. I still put it on YouTube. I thought that was pretty cool.
He's adorable.
And Wally Kurth is going to be on the Discovery Channel tomorrow doing the voiceover for, I think it's the Secret Service show. Yeah, so he did voiceover for that, 3 hours. So that's pretty cool. Oh, and this week I had the pleasure of interviewing Ian Buchanan. And I have to say, he's pretty cool. If you haven't listened to it yet, you have to listen to it. Just listen to his voice.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell by listening to him, his character isn't screwing around. His character is a pretty bad guy.
Yeah,
so,
I love it.
Oh, yeah, he creeped me out already.
You scared the crap out of me. I saw your tweet, Marianne, where you were tweeting to Lauren and saying, he's scaring the hell out of me already.
already, but in a good way, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, remember when Stefan used to scare the crap out of you?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He did back in the day. Yeah.
He was scary. Stefan was scary.
He was.
He really wasn't sympathetic at all back in the 80s. He really was a bad guy.
No.
He was the true nasty villain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what's kind of cool, too, is that they had a, I think, let's see, on Tuesday, I think they had a day's promo in, what night was it? It was some night. They had a promo of this past week on primetime. And then this Friday night, I was watching Who Do You Think You Are on NBC, and they had a promo for this week, and it was the one that, if you've seen it on Twitter, it's the one for next week. It's so funny. Ian walks in, and it turns out he's going to be the new CEO of Titan. And was he Club Brady or something? I can't remember exactly what happens.
Yeah,
funny.
He's with a cane.
Yeah, there you go, with a cane. That's right. Wow. Way to make an entrance. So I thought it was pretty funny, actually. Yeah, and hey, and before, SJ just reminded me in the chat room, I just saw that, but before we go into the show, do we want to talk about the whole shakeup with Publicity and everything?
Oh, sure.
I know Buzzworthy had, Novell had tweeted a article about NBC that, like, one morning, maybe it was Thursday or Friday morning, saying NBC was going to be handing out pink slips to publicity PR promo people. And then that afternoon, Hey Jude 14, who really enjoyed Judy, she tweeted us to let us know that she had tweeted to the Days fans to let us know that she had been one of the ones laid off. So.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not sure what else is happening, but it's kind of scary. They need promos right now.
Yeah, they don't even show promos during this whole week. I mean, for the next day, they have it all week. And,
we were talking
about the spoilers, sometimes I don't even know if I want to know what's going to happen, because it's been getting kind of good, and it's like, it's fun to be surprised, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thinking back to the days back in the 80s when didn't know what was going to happen, or when they would reveal, like, who was the Salem, Anna was saying the Salem Slasher,
what
caused the tech, and even with Tony and Andre, I didn't know that was really Andre.
I really thought it was Tony. Yeah, Chris Kosicek's innocent brother. It was like, oh my gosh,
nice to be surprised, because Anna has friends and I have friends, and they'll say, like, oh, is this going to happen? Or I think this is going to happen. I said, well, yeah, I already know that. But they don't listen.
Yeah.
They're not online,
they don't hear the spoilers.
General
audience fans that aren't really online and on Twitter with us and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be working out of the gym, and they'll be like, and I'm not making fun. I mean, this is like the majority of the people. Like, we're the ones that aren't normal because we follow it so closely.
Right. Well,
But it's so funny because I was talking with two ladies at the gym the other day, and they both have watched the show forever. And one's like in her early 40s, and she's watching this before she was born. The other one's a little older. But anyway, we were all talking, and one of them said, "So, is Will gay? I mean, is he going to be gay? Like, a couple months ago, I started thinking maybe he's gay." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, that'll be coming." It's just it reminds me that, as much as I love to hear spoilers sometimes, I haven't been seeking them out as much because it is kind of nice to not know every little detail that's going to come up, So we all have our sources for different things that are coming up. And also, so we know some things, but it's just nice to, to be surprised on some of the twists and turns. So, yeah. So anyway, yeah. So I think promos have their place. I think it's kind of like,
even some returns would be nice to be surprised. Like, even Lucas's return would have been nice to just have him, appear on screen and just nobody ever know. But they're so far ahead, I guess that can't happen. And leaks get out because he's in the studio or they want to promote him, I guess. Right. You know, they want to promote him before he does come on, which I guess is a good thing, too.
Wouldn't it be great if they opened the door one day and it was someone we totally didn't expect, like Tony,
yes.
for example,
yes.
who showed up and we didn't even know
he
was
on
the show?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Leanne was very, because a few of us actually
knew it well in advance for a variety of reasons, but
it was not out.
Anybody who knew about it, you know, pretty much didn't say a word. So that was a great surprise. I mean, it got spoiled by
had
to do, you know.
Oh, like
before,
the day before, though.
Yeah.
Right.
But at least it was that close. It wasn't, you know, it would have been better if at least the Canadians could have been surprised when they saw it. They would have reported it to us.
Yeah.
But
that
at least
was a
we
total
could have,
surprise.
You know.
Yeah.
So if they could pull off something like that again, that would be awesome. But it doesn't, I mean, I'm glad.
I don't know
I'm
if that would ever could happen. Do you think that could ever happen that the day we could
see
it on TV?
They went to great lengths for that, so I don't know. But, I mean, on the other side, like you said, I mean, it's nice because we've been building up excitement to see Lucas come back and other, you know.
Right, and
to
promote it. And then
you know,
get
other people that are coming, you know. Yeah. So,
and you get people, I guess you do get people to tune in that way. If they know, I guess, ahead of time what's going to happen, I suppose.
Well, and
know.
Welcome to any General Hospital fans that are old diehard super couple Duke and Anna fans from the 80s, because I've been tweeting with some of them, and because I used to love Duke and Anna, and Ian Buchanan, of course, played Duke Lavery on General Hospital and was part of what I'd consider to be a pretty super, super couple. But anyway, some of the GH fans that followed him all these years, they're checking out Days right now. So I guess as Days fans, be sure to welcome them in. You know, if you see somebody who's like, oh, I'm just starting to watch Days because Ian's on or whatever, you know, welcome them in, and you know, hopefully they'll enjoy it and they'll stay. You know, so anyway, that's
my. Oh, Amy said hi to us Hooges.
Oh, yay! We got a shout out for Amy. Awesome! Tell her hi back.
I will.
She's at Amy Hapka.
Yes, AMY Hapka. Yeah. So let me
Ask her what he's doing on the hot date. Is this a Valentine's warm-up date?
Oh, I'm afraid to ask. let me get Sarah on. She's poor girl's been on hold. Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
We don't have any magic to talk about this week.
Well, there will be next week. Yeah, the promo.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think of the promo, Sarah? I was all like, oh, this is going to possibly be interesting. So I have a question for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was hilarious. What do you guys think?
I haven't seen it yet, so.
Oh, you got to check it out. It's going to be funny. I need to go watch it again. Someone please tweet it again.
So what's in the promo? What are they, which, all the storylines or a certain one or what? What's in it?
It's showing Brady proposing to Madison, and then he finds out about Ian, and then it's Victor and Maggie and Ian and Brady and Madison all at the Karaoke Mansion, and then Victor says he's the new CEO of Titan, and so Brady's going to hit him, and he stops him with the cane kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty funny.
Ian looks like an interesting character.
Yes, very interesting. I can see him being very sexy in the right circumstances and with the right person.
Yeah.
And we know who that is.
I wonder who that person is.
Everybody
have their drinks ready?
Get
you have your drinks
ready?
Go ahead, say it.
Cake.
Cake.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Of course, we're just fans. fantasizing at this point and hoping, but, you know, for those of us who are really obsessed with the idea, I guess I would be one of them, you can follow at Kian Fans, K-I-A-N Fans, for Kate and Ian, and we'll just, like, you know, lust and talk about the possibilities until we see what happens on screen. So, anyway, so I knew that would get Jan started.
No, really?
So Sarah, did the promo make you create an interest in you to watch for you to watch next week?
Who, me?
Yeah,
I watch anyway.
Sarah, oh well,
yeah,
that's true. But I mean,
do you think
it'll
have other people that don't watch all the time?
Yeah,
you know.
I thought it was pretty good. What do you think? Sarah, are you still there? Are you back to listening again?
Carrie, did you see it? Did you see the promo? I haven't seen it.
I have a hard time watching it because it's so choppy. Like, I mean, I have an old computer, so it doesn't flow very good. But,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
Is it
the NBC site? At NBC?
I can't even. The NBC site just warps my computer so bad. I mean, it'll take like 10 minutes to come on, and then it's all choppy.
Oh.
So I go on YouTube and watch it on YouTube. There's a lot of
on YouTube.
On YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
I'll
a lot easier for me that way.
Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed the what the fuck look from Brady when he said, "I'm her husband."
Mm-hmm.
The look he gave Madison. Oh,
mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting to see how she explains all that to Brady.
Yeah, you were they dragged that out as long as possible. You're just waiting for him to drop the bomb. Oh,
yeah,
I'm her husband.
Yeah.
That was funny.
We'll have to talk about Brady. I mean, what dumbass proposes to a girl he's only known for 6 months and they've never once discussed getting married?
Well, of course,
I mean,
this was timed just for when Ian was going to be coming to town. Of course, that's naturally how it works. You know, I mean, it's not, you know, otherwise she'd be waiting and begging him to get married for more, you know, several more months before he'd finally come around to that. But because Ian's coming back,
well, they do they've put other couples together very quickly before, you know.
That's
like,
true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, once you've been on a Segway date, I guess it's all like, that's like the, like, if your date takes you on a date to go play on Segways at Horton Square.
How corny was that?
You need to, like, be ready for the ring. That's what I'm thinking. It's like a surefire sign. It's like the top 10 signs of whether you're going to get asked to be proposed to. Yeah, that was just about the, I mean, that was gayer than anything Will or any of these other guys have done yet. It was so bad. I mean that in the, the best sense.
Yes.
But, you know, I had to fast forward through the Segway thing because it was just too painful.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, well.
I kind of don't feel bad for Brady, though, because it was too soon. I mean, can't you at least pitch around a bit? Like, do you see yourself getting married someday?
Brady got a little smarter, you know? Pretty smart.
I don't feel sorry for Brady because I never wanted him with Madison anyway. So
I didn't either.
No.
I'm hoping it brings back Gray Brady, because I like Gray Brady a lot better than Goody Goody.
Yeah.
He needs to bring back the scruff and go get drunk. Because it's funny how, okay, so he's an alcoholic, which isn't funny, and yet he seems to be able to have drinks with, you know, I mean, they're not playing him as if he's an alcoholic, so whatever. But
was he drinking with Austin on Friday? I know Austin had a beer.
Speaking of
and he was drinking. He was drinking with what's her name? Madison too. Oh, by the way, Sarah just tweeted the promo on Twitter. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Speaking of drunk, how about Austin's getting drunk? That's pretty funny.
He needs a bigger couch if he's going to do it with Abby. That's all I'm saying.
Well, other than that, stupid. Are we doing Carrie all? I mean, Sammy all over again? Please, get original, people. I mean, it's the same premise.
What? Because I didn't watch back then. I'm enjoying it.
She's lying to him.
Kind of
I'm like, she didn't drug him. But she's still lying to him, and she's still setting him up to make him believe. It's the same thing. It's all basically it's the same storyline. You know, trying to get him that way.
Yeah. I think I like how it's taking this twist, though. For me, it's like the Fatal Attraction twist was unexpected because I guess I wasn't reading the spoilers about it. And so I'm glad it made that turn instead of him being the skeevy older guy that's like hitting on the 20-year-old, you know. I'm glad it went that way.
But he's still keeping it from Carrie, but because he does think he did it. So he's still trying to hide it from Carrie. He's still not admitting it to Carrie. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, though, too, I think I would have enjoyed it better if he actually did have sex with Abby just to stick it to Carrie. But she cheats on him so much. And even this week, I just wanted to smack him because he kept apologizing to her.
Yeah.
You know, and she's the one who got caught red-handed.
Yeah.
I mean, he was basically kissing her ass after she, you know.
Carrie should be a little suspicious.
Yeah.
You think she'd be a little suspicious. She's kind of like, why are you so forgiving? Yeah.
and yet she's not looking at the pretty young thing he has in his office all day long every day, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and just when you said it's okay if you work with Rafe, I'm like, what? I mean, it's just Carrie.
Yeah. Red flag, Carrie.
She didn't deny that she had feelings for Rafe. She didn't deny it.
Right.
And
yeah.
So why would you want why would you want your wife around a guy that she has feelings for?
You'd think he'd want to deck the guy, not like let her work with him.
Which was what I was hoping for. You know, that's what he should have, somebody needs to do that.
Of course, Austin still doesn't realize Abby likes him.
No, he still doesn't.
He knows now.
I think he knows now.
He's trying to turn her down, and she just didn't want to hear it. Say, oh, this is a mistake, and, you know, I didn't want to be a jerk, and, you know, I love my wife, and I'll be with my wife. Okay, well, I'll see you at dinner tonight. And
she
dressed and left. She knows he's not into her. She knows.
Yeah, but she's, like, delusional. That's what's making it kind of fun for me, I guess, seeing Abby kind of delusional. Because she was, like, my guy, and telling Mel all about it and everything, and then she's like, oh, well, you know, we're going to have dinner tonight, but he hasn't called me back yet, so.
Well, I'm going to go find him and make
him.
It's
not hard. Everybody's at the square, so it's not hard to find anybody.
Yeah.
That's true.
They all eat, they all have dinner there.
Yeah, I thought that was a bizarre, I didn't like that. It's where Brady proposed to Madison. That was kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought
that was for Nicole.
Nicole was a little shaken
up by it,
though.
They did that for the Brick Hole fans because we were like, oh, Nicole saw him and she's crushed.
And Nicole was upset.
Is this bothering you? Oh, no, it's not bothering me.
Just after sleeping with EJ, and then she's upset when she's...
Yeah.
I think the head writer, Marlene, tweeted and she said that Nicole isn't jealous. She's just being kind of nostalgic. She's not really jealous.
Or she's feeling bad for Brady. Yeah, she doesn't think Madison's the right one for Brady, I think, maybe. Yeah.
I think she's thinking about what could have been.
She sure looked jealous to me. I don't know. She seemed jealous to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I want to mention before we go on another subject, I will be interviewing Mary Beth Evans on Wednesday. And that's another 10-minute phone interview. So if anybody wants to tweet me questions for Mary Beth, because, you know, her storyline is just so huge right now.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
She's pouring coffee again.
I mean, ask Mary Beth, what is your storyline?
No, like,
yeah,
for real.
Will you have a storyline?
You should ask her which paternity secret she's going to reveal this time.
Yes.
She seems to come back for those.
Yeah, so.
I
love
her.
It might be a little later for me to get the interview up. This interview is being held. I think they're doing it between 1 and 4 Eastern, so I don't know exactly. They don't tell you to, like, that day. It's like, oh, okay.
it's so nice. It's so nice to see her when she's on. I just wonder. Oh, and the other thing to ask her maybe is how she and Matt did that one scene a few months ago where it was obvious that they were uncomfortable. Like the characters were uncomfortable. It wasn't like, oh, here's some coffee, Jack, and just ignoring the fact that they have this history. And if
right.
it was their idea to put that in, or if they are the ones that added the layers, or did was that written for them, or you know how they approached that.
Mhm.
Oh, Jan says, "Where is Steve?" That's the best question.
Yeah, that's a good one. Where's Steve? Yeah.
Leaving
he's
the
in Genoa City right now. Yeah, he's married to.
He's pretty happy.
He's married to Kristen DeMiro right now. And
yeah,
he's
an asshole. Yeah.
So yeah, so that's the interview for this week. And since all those people got fired from publicity, I don't know what's going on now with my interview with Brian Dottillo. This has happened to me before. I've had someone from publicity working on an interview and they got fired.
Maybe it's you, Carrie.
It's me. I'm jinxing everybody.
You need more help.
Yeah. But I mean, I think Dazen though has been doing a good job as far as you know these weekly interviews. They've been going on now for about 6 months or so.
Yeah, they have been. Yeah.
I thought they're you know, but it really doesn't cost them anything. I mean, all they're doing is you know, just their phone bills probably went up a little bit. But I mean, you know, I think they're doing a pretty decent job. I mean, I'm not impressed with some of the D-list celebrities they've had on the show and. You know, that they're only on for one episode and that's it. I mean, you know, that's not that great. But,
yeah.
But, I mean, you know, everybody's trying, so I appreciate that. So
yeah, and I mean, we have had some good interviews and some good, you know, it's like we've got the debate, we've got the election coming up, I guess, soon with Abe. I don't know what week that's scheduled for the actual election to be.
It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, really? It's this week? Oh, I didn't realize it was already. See, I've been kind of spoiler. I've been... sort of semi-spoiler free, so not completely spoiler free, but I didn't realize it was on Valentine's Day, huh?
It's Valentine's Day, yeah, and I think Jennifer's integrity is going to take another hit this week, it looks like, so I know a lot of people are upset with Jennifer, and this whole election, I mean, it's bad enough, the whole juggling Jack and Daniel thing, but this election thing is making her look even worse, really. So,
Well, hey, speaking of Jennifer, they were tweeting yesterday or something that The Soup actually featured the scene with Jack, Jennifer, and Abby when Abigail was telling them she was going to model. And
mm-hmm.
Jennifer, haven't seen the scene yet, but I mean, I haven't seen the clip from Talk Soup, but apparently they were joking about it because the mother's like, I'd rather you be pregnant than model.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's pretty bad when you're showing. I mean, I guess it's good publicity for the show because people might be like, wow, it's that, like, bad? Maybe we should tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I bet you she's not happy with how they're writing Jennifer right now. I mean, I'm
mm-hmm.
glad that she's having issues with integrity and stuff because that kind of makes her, you know, more real and
human.
Stuff. But
yeah,
human. But at the same time, so I like that part. But yeah, some of the things she's doing and saying don't make a lot of sense for like normal people, anyway.
Yeah, actually, I have the Scoop linked on the blog too. So did you want to? Yeah, basically they just show the day's clip, and then there's some commentary taped at the bottom of it. They really didn't show what it all was, but they were just kind of making fun of Jennifer saying she'd rather her be pregnant. So, yeah, but yeah.
And Jack's even, like, hey, I wouldn't.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on with that. And yeah, now that brings us to... Abe and Lexi, too, and the whole debate, and E. Jolie, knowing that Abe and Jennifer fed EJ the wrong questions, and then they confront them, and Lexi, of course, thinks they're all crazy, and there's no way Abe did this, and, you know, so sets up all this tension, though, for Abe and Lexi. I mean, I'm glad they're getting a storyline, but at the same time, too,
I think it's a little lame for Lexi to be upset about this. When she finds, because she's going to find out quickly here about the what Abe did with the questions. But I don't know. She threw all the stuff.
Lexi threw a lot of stuff on Abe.
Lexi really had a dark turn there in the late 90s. So for her to be mad at Abe,
she should be more understanding.
And the thing is, too, I mean, EJ should have had the questions in the first place. Neither should have Abe. And like I said before, I mean, when you're running for mayor, I mean, the questions you're going to get are pretty few. it's not, there's no trick questions.
Well, like they're
going to
ask about your international policy on Iran or something. Worried about the swing set in the park and, you know, who's going to scoop the poop at the bark park and stuff.
This is kind of like what Riley used to do. Basically, they're breaking up almost all the couples. That's kind of
it's basically time for Lexi to cheat on Abe again. Is that what we're saying?
No, she wants to divorce him.
Ooh,
that's the spoiler.
What's serious?
Oh,
that's
when
serious.
She finds out.
Yeah, so that's a real
back
huge
to the Demira side.
That's an overreaction.
Yeah,
it was like a little bit to get her Demira on. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it when she gets the Demira on. I like it when she and her brothers are getting along and stuff. And I used to love it with Tony and it was James Scott and
Tony and EJ had wonderful sibling rivalry. So with Lexi though, she always, used to back in the day though, I think they're probably about 2002 when Tony was on, and they were both bad. It was pretty fascinating. They should just sit around and laugh about how bad they are. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun back then. But it just was like, so Abe and Lexi could be getting divorced. Jennifer's single. Daniel and Jack are single. Bradison's breaking up. There's Ian's supposed to interlope between Kate and Stefano. Carrie and Austin
are
breaking up.
Married anymore.
Bone Hope aren't married. John Merlin aren't married.
Merlin aren't married.
And Carrie Austin
are
having
fun. You're right. Now I think about it. It's kind of like Disney
Raven
killing
Sammy.
Off all the mothers in every show.
Oh, yeah, Rick and Sammy are breaking up. All the young kids.
Oh, wow.
They're all single. Chad and Will, Sunny, and Gabby.
Victor and Maggie so far are the only ones that are happy until Maggie finds out something. What Victor did.
Yeah.
I don't know if they forgot about that or if they're even going to explore that again. I don't know. That's kind of been, Well, they're right now the only ones, I think, that are happy.
Yeah, but they're off screen. Oh, Justin and Adrian.
And
they're
off screen. Yeah, and Justin and Adrian. Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's kind of bizarre. That usually doesn't work.
Yeah. SJ said in the chat room, she said that she thinks that they're foreshadowing Abby faking a pregnancy.
I was just thinking, what's her say? She's pregnant now, but Slano, full of Sammy or something.
Try to keep him
that
on
would
the
be the
hook
next thing to
while.
Keep. Right.
Mm-hmm. And we all know
really
Austin,
sad.
And Austin really is that stupid. That's the problem. I mean, if Nicole could pull EJ with her not being pregnant
baby
the last
bump.
3 months of hers. Yeah, near her fake
baby
bump for 3 months.
Kristen did it to John, right? Also. Didn't Kristen do that?
Yeah, Kristen
Old
did it.
John?
Yeah, Kristen.
To John? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's been done a couple of times now.
Yeah, we've seen the storyline a lot, and it just makes the guys even dumber and makes the girls look more desperate. And I mean, Austin's never going to love Abby. I mean, that's the whole thing's kind of silly to begin with.
Yeah.
So
young girls don't need to see that stuff. And I mean, I don't know.
Well, I think the way she's – I don't think anybody's going to watch this and think it's a good idea. I think everybody's going to watch it and think, wow, Abby's really pathetic. You know? It's basically, it was exchange two kisses and that was it. That was their whole relationship, and he was drunk.
And he was drunk, right.
He was really drunk. But he was sober enough to drink beer later that day with Brady. You would think he wanted to stop. He drank vodka all night, and then he'd get on and drink beer with Brady. Yeah, the whole bottle. So, speaking of the other two couples that split up this week, you got a stupid storyline that John and Hope somehow got married in Alamania. And I guess they got married
before.
I guess it was before he married Marlena. And I had my one Twitter guy, I think his name is Chill. Mascaras. He actually tweeted me and said, wasn't Bo and Hope married before Hope married John? And I don't remember. So Bo and Hope were married before John. Yeah, Bo and Hope were married before John and Hope, and you would think that John and Hope's marriage wouldn't be legal.
Exactly.
It's starting to hurt my head.
They're just hoping we all forget
and
don't go back. But, you know, fans, we'll go back and just dig for that. Let's see.
Yeah. I'm sure one of the Vogue fans must know about this, but they're
Vogue
so lucky that no one prosecutes for bigamy in Salem, because about half the town would be in jail by now.
And they have to go to Alamania because they can't get the divorce, and it's going to be so hard to get the divorce.
Is anyone speculating on what the real story is about that? Because
do we
care? That's pretty lame.
It's lame
now. Is there a reason why? Does this lead to something else?
Like, I'm trying to think what it could be.
It's like, I don't know. Either because around this time is when Hope got pregnant with Zach, but Zach's dead. So, unless they're going to bring back Zach in a way, this Rolf switched the babies, and Lexi ended up raising Zach, and Hope raised JT that she named after John. So unless they're going to say JT is really John's
really
there. Son, that's the only thing I could think of they're possibly going with this. Because I can't see them really trying a romance with John and Hope. Did they try that before, and it was a flipping disaster?
No. Why are they even going to go there? Why are they even going there again?
But that's why I'm thinking the end game has to be something along the lines of it leads to some paternity scandal or some kid that we didn't know about, or I don't know.
Well, a lot of people have been speculating EJ is really their child, but I don't see it, because what people are saying, the marriage certificate, people actually looked at it, that Hope was holding, was from 1999. Well, obviously, EJ wasn't born in 1999.
Yeah,
you're trying to say that's their child, because he's, you know, say 30 or something. So that really doesn't work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But let me pull Madeline.
Hi.
See, Madeline knows everything. There's Madeline. Hey, girl.
Hello.
Hi, Madeline.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, the thing with EJ being born in 99, it couldn't have been born in 97 or 6 either. So that's, 3 years. I don't.
Yeah, well, they really forced him.
I don't see them do. I'm not saying they won't change his paternity somehow, but I just don't see it being Dean Hope and John.
It might be somebody.
But if they do, they will have officially ruined Alice Horton for me. There is no way in hell I believe that Alice would keep EJ's paternity a secret if he was Hope's child. Yeah, that's why I feel like it's not that. I really don't think it's that. Well, I'd like to think that, but. These people have done things already that just make me roll my eyes, and I think, this thing was good, though. It really was good. Well, it was good because of Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it was good because of Will and Sammy.
Will and Sammy.
That was
great. That
communication was good, too.
When he called her out on that stuff, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Perfect. Like, how hypocritical, Sammy. Come on.
The misunderstanding with her. Oh, man.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, when he gets so upset and says, "Really, Mom? He only kissed and you had sex, and you're throwing him out?"
He's so good.
He was so good.
I'm loving.
Sammy just doesn't know what to say, you know, just like
I love
speechless.
Will, but I don't want him making me feel guilty about rape because it just doesn't work. I'm sorry.
Well, no, he doesn't make he doesn't make me feel guilty about rape. I just love how he keeps calling Sammy on the carpet for everything.
Yeah.
Like what a hypocrite that she is.
I do have hope that they're actually going to make her the kind of character she ought to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is Sam. This is the old Sammy's coming out. It's coming back.
Well, see, and I'm wondering how this is going to play at Countess Wilhelmina too, because you know, because she is, you know, she's walked away from Madison now because she's pissed. So does that mean she's going to try to undermine Kate on her own, or is she going to join forces with Kate to overthrow Madison? I don't know.
Or Madison? Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah.
Like she might even go after Kate on her own. What I was thinking, maybe.
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
But then she's out of a job, though. Then she's completely out of a job.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of dumb.
Well, you know, maybe they join forces against Madison.
To go after Madison.
Yeah. Which is frankly what Kate thought anyway. So it's
right.
You know, Sammy might, on the surface, just decide she's going to keep playing along with it because she was already. And then, I mean, playing along with Kate, like trying to steal. You know, stuff from
maybe Kate is, you know, backs her up because her family is not going to back her up when the shit hits the fan about EJ. But
I think,
Kate probably will,
being
EJ's stepmommy. So that'll probably go a long way with Sammy, whose mother is sitting there telling her stepdaughter that she did nothing wrong.
Yes. Oh, Marlene and Carrie, yes. I know.
Yeah
that was bizarre.
That was bizarre. What?
Yeah.
It was, because
Marlene did the same thing. That's why.
It's so funny, though. I saw that, too. What kind of crap psychologist are you?
I didn't do that when Perry slept with Mike.
Oh.
Right?
What's that?
She didn't do that when Carrie slept with Mike, right?
Marlena?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't know if she was she around it. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I've heard so
Carrie kisses her sister's husband, and that's okay, and she has feelings for him, which she admitted to Marlena, that's okay. And she admitted she's trying to work things out with Austin.
Sammy, it was okay for her to, you know, sleep with EJ because she was so distraught? I think not. that I can't wait to hear, because it's going to be...
Yeah, there's supposed to be a big fight between Sammy and Marlena soon.
Because Sammy doesn't know Marlena knows, right? Sammy doesn't know that yet. Yeah, so that's coming yet, too.
That's coming real soon. That's coming this month, so.
Yeah.
I hope they're not going to make her assume that, because that would make her stupid, because she knows that Will and her mother have been bonding. I hope she
admits that. I can't believe Sammy didn't know that, you know, that Will knew anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just tired of them making Sammy so stupid. I'm tired of them making EJ stupid, too. But
they're making everybody stupid. No one looks terribly brilliant. Well, Nicole sometimes looks great.
I have to laugh because I love Ian Buchanan, and I loved Friday's episode. I really did.
Yes.
But seeing comments about how he's amazingly creepy and he has a pair of balls like nobody else on the show, it's like, and how long do you think the writers are going to let him keep it?
Let's hope they keep it up. Yeah, let's hope they don't destroy this actor and character, you know.
I think they're going to flesh him out more. I mean, because he'd be in danger of being a cartoon.
Right, it's not going to be all bad.
Always that way, yeah.
Right.
So I think that...
Have a soft
I think we'll get to see
it. Isn't at this point? Come on.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that I think, you know, I'm hoping
maybe
that they... Yeah,
well,
that
I'm
they
hoping.
Show his vulnerable side or something, you know, or I don't know. Because when I read the interview about, you know, he was saying that Kate was Ian's great love and stuff, I'm like, whoa! I was like, oh! Because it's like, you know, it's just like, oh, this could be interesting.
Yeah, that's what Ina was saying in the interview. He said that she was his great love, and they he broke up to basically to save her reputation, I guess. There was he was kind of forced to break up with her, and he didn't tell her why, and so there's no closure there. So there's a lot of angst between Kate and Ian.
Oh yeah.
Lots of angst.
Yeah.
So
did he say anything about how long ago it's been since he knew her? I mean, was she a hooker? Or
I don't know. I think when they were like really young,
was this before she had an affair with Bill Horton?
Yeah,
I'm
thinking it's probably one of her first ones. You know, I'm thinking like before you know what I mean? Like when she was when they were young, very
her,
young.
But he was protecting her from her secret of being a hooker, though. So, all right, high price call.
Oh, is that what he? Oh,
I think that's what it was insinuating. I think that's what it was insinuating.
Oh,
that it came down. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I thought it was something with his reputation that he was why he broke up with her, because something he did. And he didn't want her involved in it or something. I don't know. I could be thinking wrong, too. I don't know. That's what I was thinking.
That's from what I heard.
What
like, I had a hard time listening to Ian Buchanan. This is his accent, and he's a low talker. And they were having phone issues on their end. But I thought he was breaking up with her because there was something about her that he was blackmailing to breaking up with her to keep her reputation. So that's what I thought that they were saying.
Oh, okay.
Well, for those of you who might think that they might make a hot pairing, even if you love steak, because I love steak too, go check out the wallpaper on your computer. Go check out the wallpaper at this, it's called at Kian Fans, K-I-A-N Fans. Their wallpaper is hot. I'm like, oh. So yeah, I mean, and they don't even have any pictures together yet.
Yeah.
So just putting them next to each other is pretty hot, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of speculation I've seen around wondering just how long Stefano is going to last. There was apparently on Twitter, Casey said something about doing a big scenes with EJ and Lexi this week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
People are
speculating
Stefano has died.
Ooh.
I don't think so, because Ian told me he has yet to even film with Joe Mascola. So that would seem premature to me. And they're still not filming Mace Week yet. They're still filming April.
If he's assuming that he's going to, then yeah, that would mean that he that Stefano hasn't died. That would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't filmed yet. So,
I have this awful feeling that they're going to try and make EJ John and Hope's kid, and then they'll kill off Stefano.
See, I don't get why people keep saying, I keep hearing that, but I don't see anything like
a
valid.
Well, thing. People, apparently Joe is not working as much, and
No, I'm talking about Joe. I'm talking about John and Hope. I don't see why. I don't see how people keep saying that EJ is their kid.
Yeah.
That just doesn't make sense to me. That would
surprise you that the writers would do something stupid like that. That's what I think. Something that they would do.
Well, for one thing, if they're going to change EJ's paternity, they have to do one of two things. They have to make sure Santo stays his grandfather, and there's only one other choice at this point to make that happen. That would be John. Or two, they'd have to say the entire Santine thing is a lie that Stefano made up.
I guess
she may be Dawn and Kristen.
There's other options there.
Instead of Dawn and Hope. I mean, they could make John the father.
People aren't looking at all the options. They're not considering all the options.
Yeah, I can see them doing that. But Hope being Hope, the mother is...
I know Dave doesn't consider age and stuff a lot of times, but I don't know. I don't see Hope being his mother.
If they make Susan his mother, they can make Hope his mother.
It doesn't make It doesn't make sense. I mean, again, I don't know, but I'm just saying it makes no sense to have
Hope be his mother and for Alice to have kept that secret from her grandma.
No, I know.
It just makes no sense. And
There's a lot of other things I think that could be in that envelope that would make Stefano upset, but then we're talking about writers who made Stefano upset that Tony died and he cried over him after torturing him for 30 years. So I don't trust the writer. Sorry.
I guess there's other options that people aren't looking at right
like,
now. And maybe as the story goes in, more people will start realizing
there are a lot of times on this show it's really hard to watch the writers have Stefano say things and not roll your eyes and just go, yeah. I've heard this all a million times before, and it never turns out to be anything, like the whole thing with Dawn and Hope. You know, it's going to get much worse.
Well, I heard the spoiler, whatever it is.
It still doesn't. That's still, even if there's a kid, I mean, what possibly could Dawn and Hope find out that would keep them apart from the people they love? Absolutely nothing. Even if they did have a child,
they're not going to get back.
Even
they're
if
not
they
going to be together.
What, how would that keep them from Bo and Marlena?
And Marlena, right. To break those two couples up like that, if that's what they're thinking they're going to do, it makes no sense at this point to me. You're not going to bring John and Marlena up at this point, or Bo or Hope.
Maybe I'll be surprised. Maybe they'll pull rabbit out of their hat, but I just don't see what they could come up with that would make either Bo or Marlena go, oh, yeah, you're awful, go away.
Right. Exactly. Well, and maybe if they had a video of submarine sex, they'd think that, because I know that's what I thought.
They didn't even know who they were.
They don't even remember that.
I'm just joking.
Well, then they could pull out the Marlena and Roman serial killer sex in the castle.
I'm just curious what the secret is. I kind of wish it would be...
Well, I heard it brought him to tears. It brings him to tears.
I kind of wish it would be... He pulls out the piece of paper and Alice goes, psych! It was nothing!
Gotcha.
I make him cry that Alice outsmarted him, though.
Smarted him, though.
Well, the only two things that would really make it believable for me, and I've seen this speculated, one, EJ has some disease that, you know, because Alice helped him, you know, when he was a baby. So maybe there's something that he still has, which would tie into other things. That would at least be something. You know, it would tie into Johnny getting sick. It would, you know, that would make sense. Or the other thing I've seen is that Stefan would find out that he's not Santo's kid after all and that his entire life has been a fraud. That would crack me up, actually. That would be great.
Well, and they're bringing Santo back. And to me, it seems like Santo was such a philanderer that he probably had other kids that nobody knows about. And that's what I'm thinking it is. I could be wrong.
Maybe Ian is the De Niro, speculated too.
Of course, I've also seen it speculated that the casting call wasn't actually real. So I don't know if it is.
Why do we even bother? Why don't we just sit back and watch it?
I just crack up sometimes when we all speculate on things. It's like sometimes the writers must just crack up thinking, oh my gosh, they have no idea.
I would worry about that if the writers came up with something intelligent.
I think it's gotten very good lately, before John and Marlena in 1999. The other thing to keep in mind is not everybody that watches it has watched it for 40 years. And so, you know, there are newer viewers that really haven't seen the dynamic with Carrie. Because quite honestly, I have heard all these years, I've heard about Carrie and Austin all, and I saw little bits and pieces of it when I would tune in randomly in the 90s and stuff. But I really haven't seen like that all. I know about it, but I didn't watch during that period. I took a long break from Dave. And so I'm actually finding it entertaining,
even though
I see what's going on and all, I still find it amusing. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I don't know. I just think it's kind of amusing that Abby's going to get all psycho on Pat's on the Austin and stuff. I don't know. It depends on how long they drag all this crap out. If they do like the baby bumper, rubber bumper belly, where it's a year and a half later before we discover that, you know, Sydney's
well,
not
see,
hurt.
For me, it's not how long they draw it out. If they draw it out in a way that keeps me wanting to know
sure.
what's going to happen,
right,
which
right.
is not so far, or you know, or the payoff is really good. I'm not, you
yeah.
know. I did like Sammy and Will scenes this week, but
yeah, those were good.
I sure hope that
oh, those were when, excellent.
I sure hope that when you know everybody that there's a bigger group around when you know everybody finds out. I mean,
about
one
Sammy
person is just not enough. You know, that's
yeah.
just not.
I want Ray to find out.
What happened to having, you know, they have Horton Square now. Why can't we have mm-hmm. a big huge reveal, and everybody gets to throw rocks at Sammy Brady?
Oh,
you know, this mm-hmm. is, I don't know.
Sounds good to me.
I don't know, but I think they definitely line. Have a lot of things going on, and I think it's pretty. Some pretty good stuff. I don't know. That's just my.
Well, yeah,
it's been better than it has been
in a long time.
A
oh yeah.
Better than it's been a year ago, but yeah, I still feel like it's just the 90s all over again. And watching,
yeah, but if you didn't watch the 90s, then it's okay.
Watching EJ and Nicole is starting to make me ill. I never thought I'd say that. Watching Nicole go on about a fairy tale. Excuse me?
Oh,
Nicole.
Yeah. Oh, she wants her
yeah,
fairy tale prince. And, oh, he's a fairy tale,
fairy
yeah.
fairy tale? What the hell is
yeah,
she with
wants
EJ?
Her Prince Charming. That's true.
Who would be with EJ if you want a Prince Charming?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nicole, of all people, should know that's not true, you know.
Yeah.
No. It's just...
That'll never
happen. That's part of the reason I like Stefano and Kate. They have no illusions about each other.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's
right.
what would be fun about Nicole and EJ. They don't.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have illusions about. They know what a rat the other one is. They ought to know what a rat. And now they're trying to make Nicole into this. God, how old is she? 16? Going on about fairy tales.
Huh. Yeah, and there's a rumor. Well, there's a spoiler out there too that EJ reproposes to Nicole,
and that somebody crashes it. So lovely. On top of him proposing to somebody, I don't want him proposing to anymore because she just obviously isn't, you know, going to be interested in him once she finds out what a rat he really is. Then apparently. Rafe has, I'm assuming that it's Rafe, who's probably found out that Sammy slept with EJ, and so who's he going to go, you know, piss on? EJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is all going to happen this month, too.
And Rafe is going to come try and beat him up. Which is so typically Rafe.
So, well, I'm really loving Will. I love his story so far. I hope they continue to do a good job with it because he's
like
definitely
so.
Capable. And I love all the dynamics with the Sammy and just, I just think it's good. And then, and I also enjoyed the episode. It was a Richard Coulton episode, by the way, I think, where I think that was one that he did. I could be wrong. It was one this week where Stefano and Kate were basically taunting and teasing the Fab Four. And then just like at one point Marlena goes, Katie, or something. I don't know how she said, but it was funny.
Yeah, the whole taunting when all of them were in. Yeah, that was good to see.
But I loved it, the little dry humor and all. The Stefano just gets away with saying shit. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. Kate said, you should write your own vows. Maybe you can write your own vows or something.
Yeah, that was funny.
He certainly had a point. They did come to him, and he did warn them not to open the damn envelope.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what the hell are you all doing in his house?
And afterwards, both like
give you answers.
Yeah,
after he told
like,
you not to open the damn thing because it was going to cause all sorts of problems, and there you are, you know, pointing the finger at him. And Marlena, oh, you're not going to have the guts to open your envelope.
Well, yeah, he's not stupid.
I wanted him to slap her for that. That was so over the top. I'm sorry. Stefano DiMera doesn't have the guts to do things that are unpleasant. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it was like, what was it the other day when they were at the safety deposit box deal, and he's like, what, do you think you're going to find out I did something bad?
Bad?
I love the way he did
it. Yeah, that was great.
That line was perfect.
The way he delivered it, yeah.
He kind of rolled his eyes and was like, think I'm going to do
something
bad. I might
have done something bad.
It was like perfect delivery. Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I did like when John and Marlena and Bo and Hope all came back to the townhouse, when John walked in the door, he threw his keys, and it was like, well, you should have known better. I was like,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God, what the hell were you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I kind of liked it. Bo said, next time I get this idea in my head, someone please, and I wanted to say, it wasn't your idea, it was John's idea. He talked to him.
Yeah, it was John's idea.
Oh, that was funny. I do like watching them work together, though, the four of them, and then with Kate and Stefano. It's fun.
Yeah. I was watching
the episode from 2007 where Andre shows up on a horse, and I was thinking, God.
I thought
about
that.
Why can't John and Bo just be on their own playing
games
or something? That would be amusing.
You get off the horse,
he says,
you want a bite of my carrots?
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, I love that episode. That
was
so much fun.
That was good. Yeah.
And I'm asking where Sammy is. And Andre, Sammy!
Where's Sammy? Sammy! On the couch.
And then a couch, and I was thinking, oh, God, that couch has seen so much since then.
Mm-hmm. I know. They need to get that thing replaced.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, good.
Did everyone love the look on Brady's face when he said, Ian said something like, darling, who is this darling or something? And I can't remember the exact line. And then he's like, darling or something. He's like, who the hell are you or something? Madison's husband. But look on Brady's face.
Yeah, that's priceless.
Speaking of the look on people's faces.
You didn't see that coming,
But the look on EJ's face when he had to go over and say hi to Brady when they saw them in Horton's car.
That was the worst part about
being a politician. You have to be nice to everybody.
You have to be nice to everybody.
That was a great line.
He has such a expression and that evil twinkle in his eye. I love when he gets like that. Yes.
Yes, he was cute.
He's cutie. Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait for this week to see it. Did you guys see the preview?
Yes, the promo.
Yeah,
they were
talking about that.
I laughed so hard when I saw
taking down Brady with a cane. Oh my God, it was perfect.
I love Ian, even though I love Brady, I love Ian already, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Well, I don't love Brady, I don't care. I want to see him taken down a few notches after what he did to his grandfather and everybody else.
That's true.
This is just such wonderful payback, and now he's with his dad doing Basic Black after pulling all that shit, you know, and it was like, I'm going to love in that scene. I can't wait.
And Maggie's there, Maggie and Victor. Oh, yeah. Good times. So is anyone missing Daniel? Not to be mean, but...
No.
Why are we discussing Daniel?
He's gone?
He's gone, okay?
He comes back.
Oh, why? Is he needed? Really? How is he needed? Really?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, maybe for Melanie, that's about it.
No, have you guys talked about the election?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I don't want to know the results because I haven't...
Oh, I won't.
Well, we know.
I won't say, but I mean, this whole stupid thing with Jen talking Abe into cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not sure. After last time we talked, I'll admit that you guys, you know, that Abe could, you know, it's possible. No matter how good you are, you become a politician and you take all sorts of, you do all sorts of things you might not. But Jennifer Horst is mm-hmm. talking him into cheating.
Should be the other way,
And the thing is, too,
it's talking him into cheating.
Yeah, and all they had to do was catch EJ cheating, and they would have had the upper hand right there.
And announce it.
That's all they had to do.
And announce it, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and make sure everybody knew about it. That's it. They didn't have to cheat.
They didn't have to do anything.
No.
Well, and the stupidity that Lexi is going to leave Abe over this.
Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah, after all the things she's done. Yeah.
And not that I'm unhappy that she's, you know, I mean, if they make her more demure, that would be fun, at least.
Yeah, that's
but,
what I'm hoping anyway. Yeah.
That she'll turn around and treat EJ like he suddenly wasn't so bad. That would be kind of stupid. Because he was. It's just, I don't know where they're going with this, but sounds gets dumber by the second.
Yeah, somebody in the chat room was asking when Lucas comes back. I can't remember what the date was on that. 28th?
February 29th.
29th,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, way after Valentine's. I take it Sammy's going to have a very unhappy Valentine's Day.
I think candy sales in Salem are going to be down, along with the tanning salons. I just typed in the chat room that Daniel has to come back because his leaving town single-handedly sent 3 tanning salons out of business. It's the economy, stupid. So he's got to come back. No, but so Lucas comes back on the 29th.
Yeah, and he shows up by, he's at Sammy's door. That's the first time we see him. And she's kind of shocked that he's there. And he's like, well, you've been asking me to come. and of course, Sammy
does
just
did. Does he have his shirt on? Shirt on,
he
shirt
said
off.
The shirt is on. I asked him, said, "Are you sure? Have you done a shirtless scene yet?" But the fans were tweeting to me. I mean, actually, Brian, I got the biggest response from out of everybody so far. All the Lumi fans were tweeting me, "When is he coming back? Is he wearing a shirt? Is he breaking any beds?" So I asked them all those questions, and Lucas comes back engaged. And so far the fiance is still off screen, but she's in Japan or whatever. And he's not been shirtless yet. And he keeps hinting that there's something going with Lumi. So, this, you know, Sammy's single, and I'm assuming Rafe and Carrie are going to hook up, and Austin's going to be stuck with Abby, and you know, and then Patrick Muldoon kind of hinted there's going to be Austin and Nicole. Somewhere down the line in April, maybe. So.
Not that I care about Austin and Nicole really, but yay!
That gets Nicole.
Obviously Nicole gets a spine. Yay!
Yay! I know. I love Nicole, but I mean,
Nicole
she just
too,
loses her mind around EJ. She just loses her mind, you know. She never was that done with Brady, you know. Just
to make me bad again, then I want that would be good. I don't want him with anybody. Cinderella.
I wanted to mention Madison and this little trend I saw on Dave's, which is really pissing me off. It's looking now. I mean, I understand Madison's smart and everything, but basically, a man got her to where she is, and that's really bugging me because that's kind of happened with Kate, and it just seems like there's no woman on the show that's extremely successful in business who doesn't have, hasn't had a man that kind of put her up there. Because the whole thing about Madison, they're saying, oh, she's
Carrie Bradshaw, and she's this smart, tough businesswoman. And I mean, of course, they might have changed it, you
well,
know, later on.
Since she and Brady started dating, a screw Brady. I don't even think she's
yeah.
been in the office since then.
mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And now she was cowering in the corner when this guy, when Ian comes back, she's, you know. So, I don't know. The only thing I don't, it's like, I can see this coming already, because I don't like the character of Madison. I can already
yeah.
see they're going to start the whole Madison pimping thing again, because by making her feel, you know, making us supposedly feel so sorry for her that Ian is so evil, but I'm already rooting for evil. I'm already rooting for evil. I'm already rooting for Ian. Like, scare her more. Come on. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I can't wait to see him. I can't wait to see her have to watch him beat Brady with a cane. I'm just so looking forward to that.
Well, plus, now he's going to be her boss because she's at Mad World, and she, you know, he's the CEO
yeah.
of Titan, so he'll be watching over her every move.
And he did it on purpose because obviously she wanted the job, and he told
yeah.
her she couldn't take it, and she's so stupid not to figure out, well, that's because he's going to take it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're like, well, this he could be like, I didn't know this international executive search firm just called me up one day, and I went in and interviewed, and it turned out for Titan.
Well, and I just suspect the more we find out about Ian and Madison, the stupider she's going to look for not knowing that was coming.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, I just want to
yeah.
know how the hell, you know, what was she and how did she end up with him? And I hope they do that and make
yeah.
that interesting.
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
well,
I'm not
yeah.
going to give a shit about her at all.
Yeah. Well,
so,
I'm trying to figure
and
this out.
And I assume
out.
It has something to do with Kate. You have to
yeah.
assume mm-hmm. it has something
somehow.
To do with Kate.
Well,
so,
I've been noticing that Molly has been tweeting with Sarah Brown and Lauren and Ian, or mentioning Ian lately. I'm trying to figure out how.
No, really?
How all
no.
that's related.
No.
I hope to God.
Put up with Melanie.
I hope. Well, I don't know where they're going with that, but, you know, I don't know. I just happened to notice that recently, so I thought it was interesting. So I don't know.
It was bad enough.
I just hope they're not changing Melanie's paternity again.
Please.
You know, please, let's just not go there. The only other thing I could think of is if she's hanging out with Chad, then she's going to be in the Demira world more than the Curiosity.
Isn't she modeling, though, too, for Madison?
Yeah, she's modeling for Madison.
And she's
going to
be in that business with, yeah. So
yeah,
she's going to be in that.
They're going to get rid of Quinn.
Yeah, maybe they'll
seem to
send
be
him
moving
packing.
People out of Quinn's orbit. Maybe they're getting rid of Quinn. They
yeah,
seem
maybe.
To be moving people out of Quinn's orbit altogether. So I kind of wonder
that's
if
true.
They're going to get rid of him.
Yeah, I don't know. Because at first they were alluding
to anybody.
They were at first they were alluding to how he had changed and he was seeing Marlena for therapy and all. And I thought, well. Not that I really care, but maybe they're going to explore that a little bit. But they really haven't had him on lately. And actually, Gabby's been MIA, too, this last couple
mm-hmm.
weeks. Of course, they've been shifting around. You know, they're doing a lot of shifting and doing different, you know, stories. So I guess, I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
they're shoving John and Hope down our throats.
Yeah.
This stupid
I wonder if the Alamania set will look anything like... the Java Cafe or something. Although that burned down, right? But like saying, wow, they even have a Java Cafe over here in Alamania. Wow. Everything's international these days. It's crazy. Let's see.
I was making a joke with our friend Nicole about the whole Alamania thing. I said, well, maybe they'll have a smoke monster on the island that'll make it more interesting.
Maybe it'll be the same island they... I know, maybe they'll find Tony there again.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, you know, they'll find him on...
Please.
Maybe it'll be like a... Maybe Alamania will be a tropical island and Tony will walk up. or
Anna.
Weird,
or I only wish.
Yeah. It's kind of weird to have an Alamania, though, and there's not going to be any Alamanes on there.
People have just, like, messed
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
No Alamanes.
So much history, I don't
we
know.
Hope, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just weird.
Well, John was an Alamein, right? Or is he a Brady? Or is he a Damira? Or
well,
whatever.
John's a Damira.
What is he?
John's a Damira Brady.
Damira Brady, but he was an Alamein, yeah, at one time.
No, he's still an Alamein because they adopted him.
Yeah.
That still
yeah.
makes him legally Forrest Alamein.
He's raised by the Alameins, yeah.
Oh, very complicated.
Very.
Yeah. It made me wonder why is he broke.
Well, I guess he had spent all his money. Well, that's what drives me nuts, too. Because there
yeah,
how do they get a fly off to Alamania? They have no money.
And maybe we'll see
they
Vivian.
Cable,
you know? Maybe Vivian will pop out. No.
Well, yeah.
I doubt it.
No.
Can't, John and Marlena can't afford to go to dinner, but they can pop for tickets for out to Alamania.
Oh, I thought
Alamania.
Of that, too. I thought of that,
yeah.
too.
There goes that budget.
Yeah, I know. I wish they'd say something like, I guess we're going to have to do without the cable budget.
You can't spend money to buy new clothes. Some of those clothes she's been wearing are kind of hideous. Although the outfit she wore to Stefano's place I liked. But.
Oh, my favorite outfit was, and I actually, Kate Mancy tweeted to me about it. I loved her seduction dress, basically, she had for Austin.
Oh, yeah?
And she said it was Burberry. So, and they actually altered it for her. I guess they made it shorter.
Which
really
looked like a shirt.
I thought it was a shirt. It's a dress. Yeah,
that
was really
cool.
It looks like a man's shirt to me. That's what it looked like.
It was fitted, though. I mean, you know, it's definitely a dress. I really liked it. She had a lot of compliments on it from Twitter. A lot of people like that dress. I guess they did alter it just to make it a little shorter on her, but
I liked Madison's dress she wore out to dinner with. Brady.
Yeah, all the yeah.
Yeah.
I can't honestly say I've seen
one thing that she's worn that I've liked since she's been to town. But
yeah.
Oh, that gray dress was
most
nice.
Of her stuff I haven't been too impressed with.
Yeah.
I like that. And the coat she wore, although that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, actually, Brady wins best dress of the week, though.
Oh,
yeah.
The purple shirt and the bluish gray tie.
Yeah, he was best dressed this week, no doubt about that. I thought he looked fantastic.
He's best dressed when his shirt's off, too, in my opinion. he's best when he's not dressed, yeah.
Yeah. But you're right, he did look good.
He
was trying to be prepared for his lady.
Mm-hmm.
He should have had a clue. He should have liked that with flowers. She should have had a clue something was happening.
I wasn't all that impressed with his engagement any of that.
No, it was kind of lame.
For somebody who has as much money as he has, he should have flown her somewhere and done something, but I know the budget for that.
Alamania. No, that's true. But he rented the Segways. No, maybe he bought them. I'll bet you he bought those segways.
Oh,
maybe they
God,
just ripped them off. Maybe they just ripped them off from the security guards.
Awesome.
They probably borrowed. You know what? They were probably the security guards at the HTSs. You know, and they just hopped on them. And he like acted all like, yeah, these are my segways, man. Aren't they cool? And they really like the security guards were like tied up in the back. You know, they're like. the door kind of, but whatever. That's the only time in real life I've ever seen a Segway is in a store or something where there was a huge place where there was, like, a security person that was using it. So
I've never actually seen one in real life.
I've seen them in real life, but only in that scenario. And they're pretty cool from a security standpoint, I guess. You can get there a lot faster. But I don't see people walking down the street riding them. But cool idea. But remember when they first came out, everybody thought it was going to be all the rage. But I thought it was pretty much the corniest scene I'd ever seen in like a while on the show, which is saying something.
Yeah, you know they had when Madison first showed up, the very first episode, I had hope that they've done the stupidest things with these two. And people complain that it's really fast. And I was thinking back to some of the romances I remember from the 80s, and it's not been terribly fast.
No.
It started in September, And
yeah,
it's now 5 months later.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's...
I don't really have a problem with that so much. Carrie, you mentioned that.
It hasn't been as fast as him jumping into bed with What's-Her-Face.
Ariana or whatever her name is.
Ariana.
So, it's just stupid silly.
I mean, you know, 14, stuff 14-year-old girls would find romantic.
Yeah, Eric Martoff is such a sexy, attractive guy. It's kind of odd that, to me, his only relationship for me that worked was E. Jolie in E.J. and Nicole. Oh, not E.J. and shit. No, I'm saying Bricole. Rudy and Nicole. I didn't like him with Ariana, and I don't like him with Madison. Mostly because both girls had no personality. I mean, Madison's a bitch, and Ariana was lame as can be. But, yeah, he only seems to have Nicole with chemistry with Ariana Zucker.
He made Nicole made them a lot more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of the other problem. Madison, there isn't enough Madison, and there isn't enough to Brady all on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, between them interesting, unless they were making more sparks between them, and they weren't doing that. They having to fall over each other, and that just wasn't interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas him and Nicole were always at each other, and that was fun.
Yeah.
And they had a history. That's the other thing. I know there are newer people watching this show, but they're not the only ones watching this show. And the people who
watched
this show for 30 years wish.
No.
I know I do, and I see a lot of other people who watch the show for a long time wish.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean it. When I said that earlier, I was just saying some people haven't seen it before. So it's, you know.
The reason we watch the show is because we want the history to matter instead of them taking it and ripping it to shreds.
Right, sure. I understand.
In the name of saying that they're honoring it, which this whole Alice story is such a joke. I mean, I'm glad Alice is dead at this point. Nothing.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Francis, because I don't want you to be off the show or anything, but I'm so glad she's not around, because if this is what they'd be doing with her,
I'm going to bring up... just wanted a couple
like
more minutes left.
You know, Tom Horton's head floating in 2003 or whatever it was.
With Will at the end of the Friday episode, he runs into his friends and his gay friends, and they invite him to a party. And he said, "Yeah, he'll go to the party because he's free now." So I just thought that was interesting that he's tying his sexuality with. Disowning his mother.
I think it's
symbolic, because I think part of his angst, as mad as he's been at his mom, has also been this underlying conflict that he's had inside. So it hasn't just been about that, you know. So I think maybe it's kind of like it's all kind of coming together for him at the same time, maybe, or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He's free from both.
Because there's no free from
Gabby. Admitting both, but he's gay and. His mother.
That Tammy would have a problem with him being gay.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the Brady's baby, because they're Catholic, but Sammy? Why would Sammy have a problem with him being gay?
I wouldn't think Sammy would.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I think Sammy would. Sammy would make it all about her, and maybe that she was a bad mother.
That's true.
And,
So
it's about Sammy. It's not about Will. It's all about Sammy and. It's the same with Cher.
That doesn't mean that she'd have a problem with it. That just means that she'd make it about her.
Yeah, it's all her fault. So, how his sexuality affects her life. Wouldn't be like how it affects his life.
I can't see her thinking, it's her fault, because then that would mean that she thinks there's something wrong with it. Do you really think Sammy would think
that? I don't know. He doesn't seem like he's having that much angst. it doesn't mean, to me, it doesn't seem like he's had that much angst about her finding out or anything, because it's not, I mean, maybe he does, but I think it's been more, the angst has come from him slowly realizing what he really, you know, that he is gay, and that being a hard thing to realize. I mean, it's not an easy, you know, thing to realize in life, you know?
Right.
It's a struggle. So for him
to
go from...
Yeah, but I think they're also, they're confusing it all with this, with the whole thing that he actually shot EJ, and that he's, you know, all on Rafe's side, which doesn't make any sense, other than him hating EJ. But now that shouldn't be such a big deal because EJ has given him the perfect way to get back at his mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's enjoying that. I mean, it's kind of like a dual-edged thing. I mean, I don't know. So, I don't know.
See, that part of my problem is that they're starting to make EJ, and I don't know. They're making EJ, pushing him again. It seems like they're pushing him again into being such a prick.
Yeah.
It needs to be, you know, there's a pretty fine line with him. If they make
mm-hmm.
him too much of a prick, then, you know, they can't give him, you know, especially if the woman they're going to give him, who's already, you know, one of the most open-minded on the show, is going on about needing a fairy tale. Who are they going to put him
mm-hmm.
with if he's such a prick?
Yeah.
And if they don't have him with anybody, that's such a waste.
I would like to see them maybe just, like, for a couple months, see EJ and Carrie, because I think that would be kind of scandalous. I don't know if Christy Kirk could pull it off, but I just think, you know, just as much EJ and watch Sammy's head explode, you know, I thought that would be kind of interesting.
To have EJ go after Carrie because he knows it will make Carrie's head explode. Except that, I guess, to me, I guess the only reason I still really, really want EJ with Sammy is because he is the only guy who's never looked at her sister. He's the only
guy she's
ever been with who looked at her as being important and beautiful and looked at Carrie like something on the bottom of her shoe, on her shoe, you know. He didn't even look twice at Carrie.
Yeah. Right. Well, ladies, it's time to end the show. So thank you. I mean, it was a great show. I thought, you know, you had some great conversations about all the crazy stuff going on with the show. And I think the show's get improving. And, you know, it's
well,
to talk about.
Looking forward to Ian.
Oh, yeah. I think this week's going to be good. You got the election. You have Ian. And the shit's going to hit the fan with Abe and Lexi, too. And, you know, then who knows what's going to go on with Carrie Austin and Abby and all that. And I think there's going to be a lot of cool stuff going on this week. So, check out, come back here on Wednesday. I'll have the Mary Beth Evans interview uploaded, and then we'll be back next Saturday. So thanks to everybody for coming to the chat room. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Jack's on this week.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, he wasn't on all week, was he?
I think just that scene where they were upset about her being pregnant or modeling, maybe, but that was the week before, maybe. I don't know. All right, I just bring that up.